Do you think that postpartum is going to be this amazing thing that nursing is just going to click because it's natural? And that's the last thing that really happens. It's actually really challenging to know whether or not you've done the right thing. So that's what today's podcast is about. Mainly, are you making enough? And how do you know that you are? How do you change the anxiety that thought creates? I hope you enjoy.
Hey mama, welcome to the new mom naturopath. Do you find yourself rocking your baby at night googling, how do I keep my baby alive, or is this normal? Do you find yourself scared and overwhelmed when you're unable to tolerate the constant crying, and instead of enjoying those newborn snuggles, you find yourself crying along with them? Hey, I'm Dr. Kaylin Galloway, and I too found the sleepless nights and endless tears of postpartum overwhelming, to say the least. I wanted confidence in my skills as a new mom, to know I wasn't messing things up every single day. I kept telling myself, why is it so much easier for everyone else? But everything changed when I realized that I needed to find the root cause of my anxiety. In this podcast, you'll find quick, tactical, and easy tips to help you adjust to new mom life and reduce the fears that come along with it. I'm here to help you thrive in postpartum. So grab that gigantic water bottle and a snack and listen as you nurse that newborn for what? The third time this hour? Do you feel like it is overwhelming to look at postpartum about all the things that you have to learn, all the feelings you have to understand about yourself, all of the new things you have to know about magically, like how to change a diaper, how to feed a baby, whether it be bottle or breastfeeding or whatever it is, when they sleep, how much they should sleep, what they should be learning every day and how they should be growing? Is this normal? What is their poop color like? I feel like there's a million and a half things to know. And I know that if I had someone to walk me through it during that time frame, I would be so excited. And that's why I want to share with you that I am currently available for a couple of spots of one-on-one coaching with me through postpartum. And if that is something you are interested in joining me in, go ahead and message me at admin@thenewmomnaturopath.com. I really can't wait.
So if you've heard before, I definitely had a struggle with nursing and lactation the first couple weeks of my postpartum. My son had a tongue tie that was very difficult to manage. He had it revised twice and he lost a lot of weight in those first couple weeks, and I was not able to have him get enough milk. I had to pump, I had to do like pre-pumps, and like I had to pump before and after, and then I had to do like a whole bunch of other things, and I still had to try. I say all these things. I still chose to have him try to latch every time, and all of it was a lot. You know, postpartum's a lot. Just like recovering from a C-section, trying to get him to drink, being really adamant that I did not want him to have a bottle of formula. And I think my opinion is different now, but in those moments, it was really hard for me to give up the idea of nursing him. And that was a huge challenge. And I chose to go to a bunch of different people for help. I went to my doula, asked for advice, and I'd gone to the lactation consultant at the hospital. And then after I was released home, there was a lactation consultant I went to in the hospital, had a follow-up visit, and she was totally not helpful. And then I, you know, had the pediatrician just telling me, like, here's formula, this is what you gotta do, this is just what we gotta do. And the pediatrician clipped the tongue tie in office, and then when I went and had an at-home evaluation from an IPCLC, they really established that the tongue tie hadn't been revised enough, and that there probably needed to be additional work done in order to improve his latch, because he was even struggling to latch on a bottle. And so that was so scary. Just all of it was so scary. And I had this like little 2-week window where he was going to be my snuggly cute little newborn, and then after that his cleft feet treatment started, and so I was a ball of anxiety. And that made me so anxious that I wasn't doing this whole motherhood thing right, and then my baby was going to have to do this treatment that I did not want to have him do, and he was going to lose his cuteness, he was going to lose his little squishiness, and it was overwhelming, to say the least. And I never really had the issue with knowing whether or not my supply was enough, because I always had an oversupply. But because I was so anxious and I was trying to pump, feed him, wash everything, keep up with everything, I wasn't getting sleep. There were so many different reasons. I just couldn't keep up with the supply. And then I was so stressed out, I would spill the bottle, and literally, I've never cried over spilled milk in my life, but breast milk is just, so I just never could keep up. And I always felt like I was behind. I was always like, oh my God, I need three ounces to come out now, because if I don't, then I don't have anything to feed him in a couple of hours. And how am I ever going to make a stash? And what am I going to do? And it's just overwhelming. It's overwhelming, to say the least. So you're not alone if you feel this way. So I wanted to do a podcast on a couple of the tips that I felt were really, really helpful in helping me feel more secure about how much my son is getting. And the first thing I would say is that have someone come into your home or go to an IBCLC, whatever that is. That stands for, let's make this clear, International Board Certified Lactation Consultant. They go through 90 hours of education on just the pathophysiology of breastfeeding, and then a couple of hours with how to interact with people. But that's a lot of hours to really understand the human body just in terms of lactation. So they know a lot about it. And in those sessions, they usually will do a pre-feed and a post-feed weight, so you can get a realistic idea of how much the baby is actually getting. And then they'll assess the latch to see if the latch is appropriate, make sure that there isn't a tie, and that there isn't any issues with how you're nursing them. And what I loved about having this woman come to my home was that she could, in my rocking chair, help me adjust my position and help me get the right angles and use the right pillows, and had my husband there with me so he could see, this is how we have to position her. And it was very wonderful to have that assistance. The second thing that was really helpful is I meditated while I nursed. I put on Headspace and I would do meditations with my eyes open, looking at my baby. Sometimes eyes closed, but I didn't do that too much because I totally could fall asleep standing up because I was so tired. But I did do meditations. Well, fast forward, it is Monday morning, and I'm supposed to already have this podcast out, but, life happens. Last night when I was talking about meditation, my son woke up and my husband came out with him, so I couldn't record. And so that was that. Rolling with the punches. But I wanted to talk about meditation while nursing. So there's a couple of ways and techniques that you can utilize meditation while you're nursing your child. The first one I did was, staring into their eyes, which sounds weird, but there's just something about when a child is feeding and you're holding them and they can't talk to you, they can't say anything to you, and there's something about just connecting on a visceral level by looking at each other's eyes. I used to tell my husband it feels like my son is looking into my soul, that he's the only one that's seen deep into my soul, because we would just look at each other and love on each other, and we both were getting the oxytocin, so it felt really good. And then the other way I did it was I meditated with a Headspace app. There's a couple of meditations in there, but I generally use a generalized meditation. Sometimes I would close my eyes, sometimes I wouldn't, really depend on my fatigue levels, but that was helpful in grounding me, because a lot of times you don't realize it when you're taking care of your newborn that you're tense physically, and that is also one of the reasons why a lot of times you get caught in a crying cycle. So that allowed me to relax, mentally relax in a time that I was really stressed about, especially in terms of, is my baby getting enough, is he latching, all the things. And the last way I meditated was if I was walking around, I would go physically into my body. So I would sway back and forth. I'd really make sure I'd listen to my body as it swayed back and forth. And that really helped me to be present, calm, really get that cortisol level down so that I could be present with my child. And that really helped me. In addition to meditating, I also did a lot of research in understanding how my flow and my supply would change over time. So as you begin to nurse, baby is born, a couple days later your milk will come in. There's this huge, massive oversupply in that time, just naturally, because your body is just adjusting to this idea that it's making milk now. It's like, it's got a new job, it doesn't, equipment's never been used, and you're still regulating to what your body needs. And then over time, and over the next couple weeks, your supply will decrease and your body will go into a natural, more regular cadence. So it won't be full drain, full drain, full drain. It'll be more of like steady, and you won't feel that letdown as much. You won't feel that. And so there's a lot of times some anxiety in that regard of like, am I making enough? And that leads me to my final point, is that you really need to watch for cues of your child. Most of that is weight gain over time. Are they meeting milestones when you see the pediatrician? Is there enough wet diapers, enough poopy diapers? Poopy diapers is a little iffy because breast milk can either be absorbed really well or it can be slightly constipating for some babies. So sometimes there is no poop because they've absorbed it all. So there's a little bit, I hesitate to say dirty diapers, it's more of, are they making enough wet diapers? And that will depend on the age of your child. So listen to your pediatrician, make sure you're counting the wet diapers, and if there are meeting milestones, then I would not worry about it, which is easier said than done, which is why I would go back to the meditation part. And then anyway. The other cues for your baby is that when you're nursing, you will hear the suck and swallow. So as a baby latches onto the breast, there's two different types of sucking patterns that a baby will have. The first one is very shallow and quick, and this is going to stimulate the nipple, which leads to the oxytocin, and what you'll feel is the letdown. So at first it'll feel very tingly. I mean, some women have very different feelings. You'll get a sense of, I personally got a sense of euphoria, and it would be very calming, but some women find it very jarring. And then it got very itchy. So like, you just feel very like tingly, itchy sensation when the letdown occurs. And then after that, your baby will change the sucking pattern. You'll usually notice them having a more drawn out, longer pulls of milk with more swallows. They'll get more milk swallowed down. The only time that this would really change is if your letdown is very high. And in that case, there's different positions that you can take that would help you to not drown your baby, for lack of a better word. And that is where I want to leave you, is that there is just so much I can't even add to one episode in all of these, which is why I've done a ton of episodes on your body's physiology, milk production, how you make milk, what things you should do, tips, all those sort of things. So I have a couple episodes that I really would love you to look at. And the number one is about how does your body produce milk in postpartum, because it's really, really, really important that you understand how your body does it so that you can actually do it better later on. The next one is what happens to your body in postpartum. So there's the physiology of what's happening in your brain that releases milk or produces milk in general. But your body's going through like 1.5 million other hormonal changes that will also affect milk supply. And so that episode is really amazing for helping you go through like the whole physiology. But it is heavy. It's a lot of information. So warning ahead of time. Another one is 5 breastfeeding tips for when you want to give up. Or when you want to give up on nursing, because you're going to feel that way, because it's going to be really frustrating and in some cases really painful and a lot of things are happening. So that's a really good one when you're like, I'm done. I want to check out. And then the last one I'll recommend is breastfeeding Q&As, which are common questions I get about nursing. And that's another information-rich episode that you probably will love. So I wanted to give you those. Those will be linked in the show notes for you, and you'll be able to go back and look at them whenever you have a chance. Excuse my yawn, it is very early. Very much hope this podcast was helpful. And know that the volume change is different because I'm speaking in the morning and I'm not whispering in the living room. So I apologize for the rapid change, but you know, I want to get this information out to you in any way I can. And so that's that. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you on Thursday.
Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if so, could you take a second and share it with a friend or a family member who is going through the chaos of postpartum as well? And if you have 30 seconds, can you go to Apple Podcast and write a short written review? I'd love to read how this show is helping you thrive in postpartum. And finally, I really want to give you that quick reminder that it is absolutely okay to set that crying baby down and go take a shower or do something for yourself today. And I can't wait to see you next time on the New Mom Naturopath Podcast.